So Nicolette, her life is off the rails. She's about to get deregistered as a nurse and she's immediately desperate for cash.
Oh, but because she needs to come up with a payment plan to pay back the dead man's son.
Which is what Baudry wanted her to do weeks ago. She's like, get a spreadsheet. And now they're all like, hey, how about a spreadsheet again to her?
Seriously. That bloody Baudry. I never want to hear about her again.
Yeah, sure, fine. What about Nicolette? Why can't she just get her outfits, get them online, get them on eBay, get them on Facebook Marketplace? She looks like she's wearing a bit of coin around the place.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good option for her. I reckon there's jobs she could do where she's, even though that, you know, like, was it David said, no, you have to be registered to be a private nurse or something.
You can't do any medical work at all.
Oh, come on, surely some dodgy nursing home would hire her.
I was going to say nanny, but I guess you have to have
working with children's check,
police check.
Which, working with children's check, I think she hasn't harmed any children.
But I don't think she'll pass the police check. Is it related?
No. I'm pretty sure it's because I've got one for volunteering at Baby Madge's kinder.
Okay, yep.
And I think as long as you haven't done any crimes related to children.
There is so much she could do, but she's so desperate that Chloe sees a help wanted sign on Harold's Cafe.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, then I have to have that job. And goes to talk to Dippy, and Dippy's like, get the fuck out of my cafe.
Yeah, yeah. Little and then Nicolette, though, I love it.
She's just sick.
She's like, pretty rich of you.
A scarlet woman. I'm like, whoa, okay. March it on out of there. And then she cracks the sads at Chloe and Aaron, and they're like, well, we better go get this girl a job. I'm like, is she an adult?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I feel like if, you know, celebrity wellness fraudster Belle Gibson can get away with like some really big crimes of deception, I think Nicolette's okay. I don't think she's going to prison for this. I think she'd be like good behavior bond. I mean, but this really is a question for Beck, isn't it? Anyway, but it kind of turns out that, Dippy's desperate for friends, isn't she? And the others kind of persuaded her to take on Nicolette in a, I don't know, how did they persuade her?
Guilting her, going, well, you're not in a position to turn away needy people because you've, like, blown up your life. I'm like, well, she's the boss. She doesn't have to hire.
It's her own business.
And this woman was just mouthing off to her.
Yeah.
It's a hospitality role.
Yeah.
You can't trust her to not.
Oh, my God, she could just hire Ned, surely.
Ned is doing very well for himself, thank you. He's made some sales for the Christmas season.
Wait, we'll get to that later. Yeah.
What's bizarre is that, so she wants this cafe job. Like, the cafe jobs are a dime a dozen, during COVID. Yeah.
Like, seriously, what would she be getting? Maybe 17 bucks an hour or something?
Go open up that old coffee hut, the Gaz Cans coffee hut.
Take some bloody yoga classes in Lassiter's Lake or something.
Go run that coffee cart in the front of the hospital with that guy with the headphones. He looked like he was having a DJ sesh. One-man nightclub at the front of the hosp. And Dippy somehow, even though this woman was nasty to her, is like, yeah, come on in. We'll do a shift today. And then they're like buds by middle of the week.
Yeah. Covering up for her and that.
Yeah. I just – Dippy's on shaky ground with us, and I don't want to be not respecting her by her not even being allowed to be the boss of her own business. Actually, this is Patreon. We can talk about how scared we are of Sharon Johal.
Oh, my God. Like, seriously, I was just thinking then, you've said her name too many times.
I know. I'm really scared she'll find us on Patreon.
It's just like bloody Beetlejuice.
Yeah. She's
Dippy Rebecca. Dippy Rebecca. Dippy Rebecca.
She's like, it's not my fault. They railroaded me into hiring an unqualified waitress. Sharon's over-egging the pudding on those tweets. I'm not on Twitter much at the moment, but yeah, she'd be atting our patrons who are like trying to have some healthy debate about the intricacies of the relationship.
We're not putting the entirety of the blame on Dippy for that affair. We named a whole episode Pierce of Shit.
Exactly. We did not put Dippy's name anywhere near a bad pun.
He cheated on his wife who miscarried a few weeks before.
And his relationship, I was going to say it's not fine. He was reacting to his own bigotry. Like, he had his biphobia about Nicolette and he concocted dramas, whereas Dippy was reacting to her husband's drug addiction.
Which is shitty. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. No. And she's you would think that a 20-year marriage would, you know, just demand more loyalty.
Yeah, sickness and health, and he's sick.
Than Chloe and Pierce's anyway.
But you don't want to – don't mention her on Twitter.
And don't add her.
Don't add her. And I'm not saying – and this is separate to – there are, like, fucksticks that are bullying her and trolling her.
Yeah.
That's fucked. But,
and, of course, we always keep the two separate.
Yes. When we talk about Dippy, we are talking about the lady who lives in Erinsborough.
Dippika Rebecca.
It's just exhausting. I saw her – she came out two of our patrons that were having a nice civil conversation on the tweets about
– it was nice. So she caught up with Nell. Did you see that on her social media? Yes. That was beautiful.
And actually, I spoke to friend of the pod, Renee, mum of Hugo, baby John, and he's thrilled. He got to go back to big work.
Aww.
And he got there just in time to give the cast their Christmas presents.
Aww.
And he gave Ryan Maloney, I'm sure she doesn't mind me sharing because it's really sweet. He insisted we get Ryan a fire truck Lego because he's a volunteer firefighter.
Aww.
Isn't that beautiful? Anyway, that's enough of a scoop from us. Get back to the main pod.